This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sirwardeva says the government will address challenges seen in urbanization through new urban policy. Ruling parties to finalize modality of electoral alliance for local level elections soon. President Bidya Devi Bhandari approves mobilization of army for upcoming local level election purposes. And landslides and floods caused by tropical storm kill at least 25 people in the Philippines. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sirwardeva has said the government will address the problems and challenges seen in urbanization through a new urban policy. Inaugurating a constructive seminar on the formulation of National Urban Policy, the Urban Development Act and the Utility Corridor Act in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Deva stressed the need for formulating a bill on urban development to carry out the development and construction works in a coordinated manner. The Prime Minister further said a pilot project would be initiated in some large cities in the coming fiscal year for the implementation of the concept of a utility corridor. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has approved the mobilization of the army for the purpose of the upcoming local level elections. Spokesperson of the Office of the President, Sagar Acharya, said the army mobilization was approved in order to hold the local level election in a free, fair and impartial manner. The army mobilization has been approved as per the recommendation of the National Security Council, Council of Ministers and the Prime Minister. Top leaders of the five-party ruling coalition discussed the modality of electoral alliance and the May 13 local level elections. In the meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar today, top leaders of the ruling coalition and election preparation and monitoring committee discussed the structure of the electoral alliance and standards for the candidates. They are said to conclude the matter at the earliest. Water from the Melamchi River has been diverted to the tunnel from today. Minister for Water Supply Umakanta Chowdhury inaugurated the project by diverting water from Diversion Gate No. 1 and Opening Gate No. 38 today. Minister Chowdhury said the people of Kathmandu would get drinking water in the next few days. The Melamchi drinking water project was damaged by the floods on the 15th of June last year. Ambassador of Austria to Nepal, Katharina Weiser, paid a courtesy call on Minister for Home Affairs Balakrishna Khan at the Ministry of Home Affairs today. During the meeting, the Home Minister and the Ambassador discussed matters related to mutual relations between the two countries and the possibility of a direct Kathmandu-Vienna flight. Home Minister Khan's Secretariat said the Home Minister viewed that both countries would benefit from the direct flight from Kathmandu to the Austrian capital, Vienna. On the occasion, Austrian envoy Weiser pledged to take initiative with the government of Austria on the matter relating to the direct flights. The Australian government has been extending its assistance to Nepal in heritage conservation. Likewise, Austrian Ambassador Weiser also paid a courtesy call on Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Pompa Busal today. During the meeting held at the Ministry in Singhadhara today, Minister Busal and the Austrian Ambassador rather exchanged views on various matters including mutual relations and cooperation between the two countries. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
श्रमिकहरूको मौलिक अधिकारको सम्मान गरौं, सबै प्रतिष्ठानहरूले न्यूनतम पारिश्रमिक प्रदान गर्न आनाकानी नगरौं।
नेपाल सरकार श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
सादा खाना 100 रुपियाँ, मटन खाना 200 रुपियाँ। ओए, मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र?
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The newly appointed ambassador of Canada to Nepal, Cameron Dean Mackay, paid a courtesy call on the Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Pompa Busal, in Singhadra today. On the occasion, they discussed the matter of bilateral relations and various topics of mutual cooperation. Minister Busal thanked the government and people of Canada for assisting Nepal in the civil aviation, rural and mountain development, renewable energy and food security sectors. The Canadian ambassador assured that the Canadian government and the private sector from Canada would collaborate for providing the technical assistance needed for Nepal. Likewise, the Canadian Ambassador Mackay also paid a courtesy call on Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Devendra Podel, in Singhadra today. On the occasion, Minister Podel urged the Canadian government to extend cooperation to Nepal's education sector by taking the bilateral relations to a new high. Ambassador Mackay on the occasion said higher and technical education is the first priority of Canada and gave assurances of cooperation in the educational development of Nepal as well. The Non-Resident Nepalese Association, NRNA, is holding an interaction on Wednesday with the non-resident Nepalese and government officials to address the challenges of decreasing foreign currency reserves in Nepal. The emergency meeting of the NRNA International Coordination Council on Monday decided to join hands with the government in addressing the challenges seen in the country's economy. NRNA spokesperson Siva Barual said the meeting decided to hold an extensive interaction on Wednesday with the participation of the finance minister and finance secretary and also Nepal Rashtra Bank officials and economists. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. At least 25 people have died so far in landslides and floods in the Philippines after tropical storm Meghi swept the nation. Rescue crews are still battling to retrieve people stranded on the eastern and southern coasts. The storm hit the areas on Sunday with winds up to 65 km per hour. Heavy rain and winds have knocked out power supply, flooded homes and fields, and caused mudslides in villages. Ukraine says there are reports of a potential chemical attack from the Russian forces in Ukrainian city of Mariupol. According to the BBC, Mariupol Deputy Mayor Serhiy Orlov claimed that the city council had confirmed a chemical poisoning delivered via Russian drone. The deputy mayor said they had confirmed the use of chemical poisoning from the military. The allegation that chemical weapons had been used against Mariupol originally came from the Azov battalion. It is not clear how many soldiers were affected, but the battalion said its fighters had suffered minor injuries. Meanwhile, the US and Britain say they are looking into reports that chemical weapons have been used by Russian forces attacking the Ukrainian port of Mariupol. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly and mountainous areas and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thunderstorms are also likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly regions of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and Karnali Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Shri Vahadeva says government will address challenges seen in urbanization through new urban policy. Ruling parties to finalize modality of electoral alliance for local level elections soon. President Bidya Devi Bhandari approves mobilization of army for upcoming local level election purposes. And landslides and floods caused by tropical storm kill at least 25 people in the Philippines. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.